good morning, everybody. It is 8:29 here at the MI Awake Morning Show on AM 1340 KXEO, and I have a couple of very special guests joining me this morning, as Miss Samantha and Brennan B. Wilson joining us this morning on the show. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Brennan.
Good morning.
Morning. Glad to have you all in. Tell a little bit about yourselves. I know, Samantha, you work over at the YMCA, and tell a little bit about Brennan, too, if you will.
So I do. I work at the YMCA. I've worked there for several years. Lots of different titles that I have there. Brennan, we moved here. I moved here probably about 20 years ago. Came from Vandalia. Graduated from high school there. And then we've lived here for, you know, he's lived here his whole life. And he's going to be, what grade are you going to be in, B?
Brennan's a little shy this morning, but he's showing the numbers to us.
11th.
Going into the 11th grade. Wow.
11th grade at Mexico High School, and he loves school and hates school, you know, like most teenagers. So.
I get that completely. Brennan, kind of known as the UPS kid around town, right, Brennan? Tell us a little bit about that, how you like the UPS?
It's cool.
Very cool. Very cool. And, you know, what is it about UPS that you like? Travis Auber works over at UPS,
yes,
makes deliveries.
Travis is his favorite, for sure.
And you visit with Travis on a pretty regular basis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very awesome. I know that Brennan was featured recently as some photojournalists were in Mexico and kind of told a little bit about your story. Tell a little bit about that experience, if you would, this morning.
That experience was... great and stressful all at the same time, honestly. It's kind of weird having somebody follow you around with a camera, but the end result of what they put together, all of the people that did the class put together, was so great to see, because then you saw the point of what they were doing. Yes, it was hard having somebody follow you around and see everything that you do all day, but then in the end, when you see the pictures put together and you see the life that they saw and what they picture you as a family, and especially Brennan, because that's, you know, was the main focus of ours, and to see, you know, just little bits of his life through someone else's eyes was really cool to see. So, you know, it was worth it in the end, but, you know, it was hard at times, but it was worth it in the end for sure.
Is it hard to act natural whenever people are always with you with the camera and taking pictures?
Absolutely. I could never be a reality TV star.
No, would not happen.
Absolutely not.
So they chose Brennan to tell his story. Tell a little bit about Brennan. I believe he has an immune condition that he has, and they wanted to kind of show a little bit about that.
Yeah, the focus was they wanted to do a story on someone with disabilities in a rural community and living in a rural community, how that affects him, you know, for the positive side or the negative side. And I feel like that living in a smaller rural community has actually been more positive for us, because there are so many people that are willing to help in a smaller community. Mexico has been great with us. He's never had any issues at school or with people around. Everybody, you know, really treats him well, goes out of their way to do things for him and help him and try to make his life the best life he can have. And I feel like that, you know, all of the things, all of the troubles that he, you know, could be potentially having or have had in the past are, you know, nothing compared to what it could have been if we wouldn't have had the help of the people around us, the community, you know, the doctors that we've had. And we go to Columbia for most of his doctor's appointments, but that's where, you know, specialists are for him. But still, you know, most of our, you know, community love has been because Mexico and the surrounding area and all of our friends and our family. And we have so many people. I mean, we have a huge family for B because everybody knows him. And so it's easy to, it's easy to think that, you know, for some people that living in St. Louis or Kansas City would be better because there would be more opportunities and more options for care and that sort of thing. But I don't feel like there would be. I feel like staying here has been what's helped him thrive. So I don't think that, you know, rural communities should get kind of a bad rap for that. So
right. No, I think that's absolutely tremendous, and I think the journalist did a really good job showing, you know, how the community kind of comes together here. When was B diagnosed with this, and what is the condition?
He actually, while when I was pregnant, there was a couple different things that they noticed on the ultrasounds that they thought, you know, didn't seem, you know, typical. So at birth, they automatically started testing for, you know, different things and stuff. He was diagnosed with a couple other syndromes before we hit this one, but his syndrome is called CFC syndrome. It's cardiofaciocutaneous. So he's had several heart surgeries. He's had some other minor surgeries as well, feeding issues, and just overall delays in growth, in muscle tone. You know, he's, you know, of course, not quite a junior in academic levels like other kids his age would be, but none of that ever keeps him down. I mean, he just goes with it. I mean, I say all the time that I wish I could be more like him, because he doesn't look at it as being a disability.
Right.
I mean, it truly, he's the definition of just someone who has different abilities, because he just does his thing and he's happy about it. He's excited about everything. And, you know, he doesn't worry about what people think, and he's just himself. And we probably could all learn to be just ourselves and not worry about what other people think so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're involved in some things at the high school. Are you involved in Jelly Beans at the high school?
Yep.
Somebody had told me that. And you've had articles done on you from the Mexico Ledger. You're kind of like a mini celebrity in town, right?
We've said that before.
Yeah.
What else do you do at school?
Your activities.
After school.
Right. I don't
ride sickle. Yeah, you ride sickle at home, but what do you do after school? What practices do you go to?
Track and field.
Track and field.
Wow.
So Coach Noonan.
With Coach Noonan. What sports or what events did you do?
Running, throwing, and jumping.
Running, throwing, and jumping.
Wow, that is super great.
We have several gold medals in our house for that.
Well, you'll have to send me pictures of these things. I'm always asking for pictures, but that is just really outstanding stuff. Take us through an average daily routine, if you will.
Okay, so he takes medications for seizures on a daily basis. Medication, he takes it 3 times a day. So as soon as he gets up in the morning, he is unhooked from his feeding machine and then given his medication, and he showers, and then typically we just leave and we go to work. He always goes to the Y to work with me. And
he's got his Y shirt on today.
He has his Y shirts on every day. He always matches other staff that work there. They plan it out accordingly. Every day they have a certain color to wear. So he goes and he helps out with the cleaning and following other people around and helping them do whatever work that they're doing, and then we come home and he gets several what they call bolus feedings throughout the day. He gets 3 of those, and then we come home and he likes to ride his bike or his sickle. He gets upset when I call it bike.
It's a sickle, Mom. Right.
but it's his UPS bike that Tiger made for him. It's painted yellow. It used to be blue. Has a box on the back of it that he painted to look like a UPS truck. That's painted brown with the yellow stripe and the yellow UPS logo, and the whole thing's on there. So he likes to ride that around town and hang out with neighbors in our neighborhood. And then he eats. Pudding. He does eat pudding. That's the only thing by mouth that he actually eats. All of his other nutrition just comes through his feeding tube. And then evening time is just, depends on the evening. We do different stuff. Depends on if I've got classes at the Y, or if he's spending time with his dad, or spending time with other people, because he is very much a people person. He likes to hang out and do things. He's a goer all the time. And then in the evening, it's just, back to medication and hooking him up to his machine. And the machine runs all night long, so he's, fed throughout the night. And then we wake up and we do it all over again. So.
Nice. I understand you have a birthday coming up. Isn't that right, B?
When's your birthday?
July 18th.
July the 18th. That is just a week away.
2002.
Yeah.
2002 was the year he was born.
Okay. So you are going to be how old now?
17.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And I understand you have big birthday plans made already. You're going to St. Louis, isn't that right?
Yep.
And what are you going to see over there?
See the airplanes.
The airplane. That is completely awesome.
UPS airplanes. He's very excited.
And we want pictures of that visit, if you will. If you'll send them to the radio station. We would like to see them.
Can we do that?
Yep.
All right. Very cool. Well, I think we'll just kind of end with this, but if you had one central message, guys, to anyone or any children really suffering with a condition, health condition, what would it be?
My biggest thing is that, I don't want people to put, a stigma on them. Anybody with any kind of different ability, just be who you are, do what you're going to do. Strive to be the best person that you can be. Don't strive to be your neighbor or your friend or your sister or your brother. He is who he is, and that's why I think we all love him so much, because he's B. And just
choose your own path, right?
Yeah, and enjoy your life. Enjoy whatever it is about your life that you're doing, and make the best of it all the time.
Well, that's awesome. Guys, I want to thank you for stopping in this morning and talking on the MI Awake Morning Show. You guys are certainly welcome to come back anytime, and hope that you will.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, B.
Thanks.
Thank you guys very much. As our guests this morning, Samantha and Brennan Wilson, and on the MI Awake Morning Show right here on AM 1340 KXEO.